year after year pull off really extraordinary conversations in a wonderful and civil way. I was, not to put too fine a point on it, a failed piano major in college. I was supposed to be a great pianist, started playing at the age of 3. I came here as a 17-year-old rising junior, as my kids now call it, at the University of Denver, to go to the Aspen Music Festival School. And I met here 12-year-olds who could play from sight what it had taken me all year to learn. And I thought, find another profession. And so I went back to Denver. I was taking classes, tried a lot of things, and fortunately wandered into a course in international politics taught by a Soviet specialist, a Czech emigre, a great diplomat, a man named Joseph Korbel. And it was Joseph Korbel that stimulated my interest in things international, my interest in things Russian, my interest in diplomatic history. And he convinced me that it was okay for a black girl from Birmingham, Alabama, to want to be a Soviet specialist. And that was the start of my career. I just have to say, he also said, and I have a that I'd like you to meet sometime. She's studying with Zbigniew Brzezinski at Columbia. Her name is Madeline, and now you can take that story.
So, what happened was my father was a Czechoslovak diplomat who didn't want to work for the communists and came to the United States and defected. And at that stage, I understand now how it works, the Rockefeller Foundation found him a job at the University of Denver. We had no idea where Denver was. My parents bought a car and started driving across America. And my mother said, everybody says Denver's the mile high city, but we're not going up, so maybe we're going the wrong direction. So anyway, my father started teaching at the University of Denver and ultimately became dean of the graduate school. And he died in 1977. And by then, he was a really big deal. And there were lots of flowers and tributes and things at his funeral. And among them was this beautiful ceramic pot in the shape of a piano with some leaves and things in it. And I said to my mother, where did this come from? And she said, it's from your father's favorite student, Condoleezza Rice. So in 1987, when I was working for my long string of losing Democratic presidential candidates, I thought, why not, in fact, get in touch with this woman, Condoleezza Rice, who was, I knew, an African-American music major from Alabama who wrote her dissertation on the Czechoslovak military with my father. So I thought, she teaches on the West Coast, Soviet expert, I'll ask her to join my group. Joe was a part of the group. And I said, Condi, this is what I'm doing. And she said, Madeline, I don't know how to tell you this, but I'm a Republican. And I said, Condi, how could you be? We had the same father. So here we are.
Here we are.